Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side, and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners, and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners, and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.
Yippee, yippee. It's Thursday, people. It's the first Thursday of July. And wow, it feels like we haven't been on air for millenniums. And we haven't had Di with us for a month. Oh my soul, it's so long. Di, on behalf of the listeners and myself, welcome. It is always good to have you here. And I'm sorry, people, but I cannot tell you what we are going to hear from Di tonight. I really can't tell you. I haven't, to be honest, had a look at the ads that went out and all those things. So, yes, I'm sorry, but I'm going to leave this into Di's hands. Around about halfway through the show, we will have an ad break, and Di feels like a little music break as well. We can have a music break as well. And the rest of the evening is Di's. So, Di, welcome. I can't wait to hear.
Great. Good to be back, X Factor.
Well, tonight we're speaking about soul loss and soul retrieval. Might sound a little bit foreign to people who haven't experienced this before, but I'm going to speak you through it, and you might find that you are in a state of soul loss and quite feel this applies to you. And I have somebody that I will be sharing the information, and you are more than welcome to contact them once you establish whether this is the path that you're on. So that's what we're going to be speaking about tonight. And then I have several angel readings that I'm going to be doing throughout the hour as well.
Oh,
and yeah, and I want to say to you now, you know, I always get drawn to which cards I'm going to be using. And I have this stack, okay. Anyway, I went to my stack this evening, and Archangel Raphael just sort of like bounced out at me. And I must say that it's quite apt, because soul retrieval is actually a form of healing as well. So why not have a healing archangel around us this evening while we're doing this, okay? So I'm going to start with the message that he has. And what he is saying is that prayer works. And we all know that when we work with angels, they don't just step in and take over. We need to ask them for help. And he's encouraging us to pray and ask for help, you know. And he has a special message for somebody that might not be feeling themselves. And they have gone to one doctor and they're not quite happy with the opinion that was given to them. And he's suggesting that they go to another physician for a second opinion. And he's also saying that sometimes we develop rashes or illnesses because of the food and the stuff that we take in. And sometimes we can actually avoid that by just watching our diet. So if it is diet related, start there. But if it's something much bigger and you know that it's something much bigger, please go for a second opinion than trying to also treat the matter yourself before it really gets out of hand. And you could have avoided all sorts of things in the long term. So that was the first message from Archangel Raphael. I hope that actually suits somebody this evening, because I just feel that it just actually, when I was shuffling, the cards fly out sometimes, and I always take cognizance of that. And I think that is so appropriate in, with what we're also dealing with tonight. Something's going to also jump out at some people when they're listening to the show. So let's hear what I have to share with you this evening. Okay. You still there?
Yes, I'm listening. okay. It's funny that you mention that the person should see a second opinion. I think nowadays it is our problem that we are too much in a rush and we just accept the first answer that comes to mind.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to share this with the listeners. A friend of mine was diagnosed by a doctor and said she had Parkinson's. And everybody was, we were really in a state, and even herself, because she was now realizing she was going to be in a different position. And mm-hmm. somehow she ended up with her son in the Cape, and he took her to another neurologist. And the neurologist mm-hmm. said to her, he says, there's no signs of Parkinson's with you, my dear. You are a very stressed person. It is your nervous system that is going under a lot of stress. And he started treating her with some meds, and she is fine. So nearly she gave up mm-hmm. her whole life for Parkinson's, and it was really not that. It was just the stress and the nervous system was acting up on her.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about that, many years ago I went to some homeopath who ended up being quite a quack, I must tell you. I'm talking about a long time ago. And he said I had a brain tumor. And, geez, I went off to the doctor, and he had also told a number of people, apparently he was quite well known for spreading false, what do you call it, information.
Yeah.
And some people had landed up in quite financial difficulty because they'd moved towns even to go and get proper treatment elsewhere, only to find that there was nothing wrong with them.
Oh,
So it can be quite drastic, you know, sometimes is to just jump to a conclusion when you aren't doing a physical exam and just by guessing. So I think, you know, if you've had an experience like that, it's not pleasant at all. But anyway, let's get on to soul loss. Beneath most heartaches, beneath most headaches is a heartache. And I think that basically sums up what happens when you suffer a soul loss. The soul loss is actually a natural protective mechanism of ours to think our way around wounds instead of feeling our way through them. And what we do most of these, especially in this day and age, is that we want to escape. So what can we do to stop the feeling of the pain that we're experiencing? How can we change ourselves to be more acceptable? We could ask ourselves, how can we numb ourselves to outside forces beyond our control? You know, it's like we take a situation and we turn it over and over in our heads and we think it over, and then it forms that pain because we suffer through that situation. And of course, we don't want to feel that pain, but when we let it ingrain into ourselves, we carry around that burden, which forms really a dark cloud over ourselves. And sometimes we can't even pinpoint where it started or where the source was that came upon us. We just know that we're not feeling well and things hurt, okay? We're talking about now maybe emotional pain initially. So what we do is then we go through life with this sort of like vague thing is like we're not all together there, but it becomes the norm. So whenever we suffer a physical or emotional trauma, it's said that part of our soul flees the body in order to survive the experience. Then with every cut and wound, our essence and vitality grows weaker. And that is the process called soul loss. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So we know, you know, that, you know, if you are heading into a car accident, okay, let's just take an example like that. Your soul actually leaves the body before you might actually feel the pain, but afterwards. But in the moment of impact, normally the soul leaves the body. And a lot of people actually stay unconscious or in a coma. But the soul has left the body, basically. The soul is out there. It didn't want to face the pain. It's a very traumatic experience. Right. But now this evening, we're not maybe exploring such a traumatic thing as a full impact or head-on collision. What we are exploring is when the soul fragments and it leaves, part of you leaves the body because it has been through some form of trauma or emotional trauma, and you don't feel quite yourself. Okay, so I always feel that listening to these shows, anybody can take my opinion and the talk that I'm doing, and they can apply it in their lives or maybe feel that it doesn't apply to them. But I feel it's important that we as light workers experience some form of, I don't want to say hardship because nobody wants to experience hardship, but when we've gone through something and we feel that we can share it, it's also wise to know that you can share the experience that you've had in order to help others. And this is why I also decided to speak on this tonight. The last time we spoke about the dark night of the soul was part of what happened to me. And now the retrieval of the soul has actually just happened in the last few weeks. Okay. So it's been a most amazing experience. And I had a wonderful person that helped me through this. And I want to say that I actually feel very different. And I can say that I'm standing in full strength as opposed to what I was before. So, yes, I'm feeling very, very together and very present as opposed to how I've been feeling for a long time already. Okay. So I'm going to, while I'm sharing the articles that I've basically put this program together with, I'm also going to be sharing personal experience here. So I wanted, now the soul retrieval that I went through was the shamanic form, but I'm sure maybe there are other ways that people work through them. But I'm going to be referring to this because I feel comfortable with this, okay? So I want to say there was this little story that came in on the research that I did where this person said when he was a young boy, his granny would do something strange every time he hurt or fell. And when he hurt himself or fell, she would quickly grab him by the head and whisper in his ear a prayer. And his granny would say that the prayer that she was doing was to call his soul back, because in shamanic culture, soul loss is understood to be a spiritual illness. And when a part of a soul fragments, all kind of emotional, physical, and mental diseases occur from the diminishment of our life force energy. So therefore, it is seen as vital for parts of the soul to return back to wholeness again. So that's how his granny helped him. And it's actually quite nice, you know, if we could develop that culture is to speak to yourself, maybe even say, you know, I know that I'm going through this trauma and I don't want to lose part of myself. Let me see how I can get through without losing the part of myself that feels like it wants to run away.
Yeah.
Okay, so to some extent, we all experience a level of soul loss in our lives. Many people don't feel whole. And you could ask yourself, when was the last time I absolutely felt whole and complete? And you might actually feel like maybe it was a long time ago. You know, or you can't even remember a time when you felt complete. I think that we are so caught up in the energy and the speed of life as it is at the moment, that we don't actually feel that we're even touching ground sometimes. Okay. And then part of the soul loss might actually get overlooked until sometime we actually sit and go like, there's something missing. There's something that's left and I don't know and I can't put my finger on it. Okay. Now, soul loss actually can cause conditions like addiction and chronic sickness, disease, abusive relationships, crime, shopaholism and workaholism. So these issues can stem from soul loss. You think about people that you know, maybe they sometimes can be so nice and other times they can be a bit of an empty shell. And especially if you've known them for a long period, you might notice a change in somebody. But normally, I want to say soul loss is experienced by the person where they feel like something is left as opposed to somebody else maybe noticing to such a degree that somebody's maybe personality has changed, okay? Now, on another note, the causes of soul loss could be described as disassociation, all right? But that would be then when a psychologist would be examining you. You could go to them and say, I feel a little bit lost, and they would just say, oh, it's because you're not bearing up to the pressures of life and put it down to something else and disassociation would be maybe one of them that they would put it down to, okay? So it's basically, I don't know how sometimes to describe this, okay? But let me tell you some causes of soul loss. Common examples are any form of abuse. It could be sexual, emotional, physical, or mental. When there's prolonged grief, pain, and fear, where you feel helpless or impotent. Deep-seated addictions, substance dependency could come from that. There could be a near-death or out-of-body experience, or being forced to act against your morals. An experience of intense rejection or abandonment. Witnessing the unexpected death of somebody, a sudden or shocking accident, or entering a relationship without strong boundaries of self, resulting in an unhealthy relationship and losing your personal power. And, you know, these are quite common, and I think most of us have experienced some form of this through our lifetime, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we've all lost a piece of ourselves. But if the situation has been big enough, and sometimes you might actually feel like, well, it wasn't a really big thing that I feel like I lost part of myself there. but it could have been the circumstances that surrounded it, and it could have gone much bigger in subconsciously, that you retained that feeling, well, I can't cope with that, so I'm just going to let it go. Okay, so not standing up for yourself and using that, soul leaving as part of coping with the traumatic experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, it okay. does.
Yeah, so what it does is that the soul loss and disassociation are devices that the brain uses to survive potentially destructive traumatic events. I think that sums it up, basically. Mm. So what happens, it helps you protect yourself initially by doing that so that you don't actually feel that hurt. Right, and that's quite a natural protective mechanism. You know, sometimes you have a traumatic experience and then what happens is you become quiet and you feel like you've coped with it, and then it comes out a little bit later that you actually haven't coped at all. But every wound must be healed, otherwise it festers, and we all know that. And when we neglect to heal those blocked off parts of ourselves and give them air, we are left with a chronic feeling of unwholeness. And eventually we can suffer chronic issues such as anxiety, depression, physical and mental illness as a result of that. So it's something that's ingrained that we can't actually let go of. Our brain tells us that it's gone away, but it's deep-seated and subconsciously it's still there. Okay, and then that part of us, I think we just bury it, okay? But I will tell you where it goes. But it's like when you don't know what happens in soul loss, it's just like, well, I'm going to bury that and it'll go away. But what happens is when you have enough, I think, of soul loss or enough fragments that have gone, you will feel there's something missing of yourself. Okay, let's put it that way rather. Right, so a simple example of soul loss can be found in cultures that frown upon expressing emotions like anger. Now, a child, for instance, will quickly learn that expressing anger results in punishment or withdrawal of love by their parents. And as a result, the child will eventually learn to split off this unacceptable part of themselves until they no longer accept the emotion as belonging to them. And what happens to the anger? It's suppressed. And for this reason, soul loss plays a huge role in creating our shadow selves. Now, shadow selves is naturally a part of all of us, and it's part of the personality that we don't often let others see, but we are attuned to it, and sometimes we're ashamed of it, so we like to keep it to ourselves, or we cover up. But we do have a tendency to have a shadow self, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, the more we make friends with our shadow selves, the better we will be and cope in our daily lives. Now, often psychotherapy is used to try and treat soul loss. But while the psychotherapeutic approach can sometimes work, it often reaches a stalemate. And why is that? Because psychotherapy perceives the missing part as being lost somewhere in the individual, rather than preserved in the realms of the collective unconscious. So the psychotherapist isn't working with the whole person. Now, there again, it's like you've got a psychotherapist that will come along and they don't believe in maybe the different worlds and the different planes that soul loss goes into. So they're dealing now with the physical, that somebody's presenting themselves to them. And the person's saying, I'm not my true self. I don't feel myself. I don't know. And they haven't, it's got so much stuff that's left them that they are part of a shell that the person is treating, and they don't seem to get to the core root of the problem. So sometimes you could go to therapy for years and years and still never get to the problem. You know, so the depression would surmount and become almost uncontrollable. So the medication just rises, and you know, it's a cycle that some people never actually get out of. Now, the shaman, on the other hand, assumes that soul loss is a spiritual illness and that the disassociated parts can leave the body and wander into other realms as a result of shock or trauma. And then these realms are often inaccessible or are guarded by heavy defenses that make it difficult or impossible for the affected person to go through on their own without the guidance of a shaman. So over time, the soul loss results in obstacles in our personal development. And that can result in distress, debilitating and incapacitated defense mechanisms that manifest as anxiety, depression, addictions, and compulsions, as well as chronic fatigue. So it's a little, it can have really diverse effects. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds, until I was now in my own life, after I suffered the horrible experience that I did 2.5 years ago, about 6 months after that, I had this feeling, it just rose up in me, and I thought, I think part of me left. I don't know where it went, but I don't feel like I'm all together. And then I'd carry on for months and still feel like I feel empty. There's a part of me that's not here anymore. And then I'd carry on again, you know, so I didn't give it much contemplation. And there was something that happened now in this year. I just felt like overwhelming amounts of love coming in. And it's, of course, it's about the vibration and how you are dealing with life in general. And when you're on a spiritual path, I do keep abreast of what's going out in the world and what new things are developing. And, you know, I'm sure everybody that's on a spiritual path keeps abreast as what energies are coming in and how things are changing. And I suddenly realized, I think I need to get that part of me that left. I need to get it back. And we all know that synchronicity plays a big role when we're on this journey. And, of course, if you're talking to the angels every day, they're going to bring something across your path that's going to help you. And there, of course, I got a newsletter from Jonathan Hartman, who is the person that I went to go and see, and he was talking about soul retrieval. And I thought, I'm going to make an appointment. And I went to see whether this is just in my head or whether this is part of the psyche that I'm picking up. Anyway, and that's what I went and did. I had a consultation with Jonathan and he confirmed what I was feeling. Yes, when you've gone through a traumatic experience, part of your soul leaves. But it not necessarily only then when you recognize that. It could have been from many years ago, from when you went through traumatic experiences when you were a child. And I must say that after the session that I had with him, I felt so happy. I had to sort of almost like getting to tune with part of me that's back. And I gave myself several days and I didn't overthink things. I allowed myself to be. So I enjoyed my own company. I didn't see any clients for a few days and it suited me great. And I must tell you that he'd said to me that over the next few days or whatever, weeks, you might actually start remembering things that you maybe had shelved for a long time. And even people you'll start remembering. And I've had the most amazing memories that have come up. And I just thought, wow, that's incredible, is that I can feel and I'm recognizing part of myself that I haven't seen in such a long time. So I just want to say, maybe on that note, we could have a couple of minutes break. What do you think?
yes, for sure. I think it is time, it is more or less time for our ad break. So please, people, bear with us. We have our ad break that is really important. And after the ad break, I might steal a few minutes more just to bring up some information that I feel is very important. So yes, here's our ad break. Enjoy it. And please don't go away. Just go make yourself something to drink and lift up your feet and wow, enjoy, enjoy. Are you passionate about what you do?
Would you like to share your knowledge with like-minded people? Would you like to have your own spot on an internet radio station? Would you like to advertise your services? Well, answer is yes on any of the above questions. Don't hesitate. Contact Alternative Views Radio on 062-887-8546 or drop us an email, info@altview.gq, and we can make you an offer that you cannot resist. And maybe you can become a star in your own right by sharing your knowledge, advertising your program, your services, or just share your passion on internet radio station.
Reached a crossroads in your life and don't know which way to turn? Do you have a question about a relationship, your career, or are you generally curious? Contact Diane at Angels Haven for a tarot reading, giving an accurate insight into what may happen. Readings are done either face-to-face via telephone, email, or Skype. Contact Diane now on 082-699-0031 to arrange an appointment. Website address, www.angels-haven.co.za.
So yes, that was our ad break. I hope you enjoyed it. And please give us feedback on how you experience the program on 062-887-8546. We just appreciate to hear from you so Di, it is time for you.
Yes, well, that I yak more.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to start now the second half on with another angel reading, and I want to say, you know what, the angels are so special. This is a message now also from the archangels. And what they're saying is that one needs to nurture yourself as you nurture a child. And I think that's what we forget, is that inside ourselves, even though we're adults, we've got a form of a childlike nature that needs to play. And also look after ourselves. We need to listen to our body when it says, I'm tired, take some time out. You need to just be, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? And what are they also saying here is that they bring us gifts from our Creator, and we need to open our arms to receive. Now, that's also something that we always say, somebody wants to help us, and we go, no, I'm fine. No, I'm okay. Meantime, you're going, oh, you know, it doesn't have to be something big. It could be a smile or a cup of tea. But when you allow others to also maybe give you a gift of some sorts, and it's so gratefully received, you know how that makes you feel. So why don't we also do that to ourselves, okay? Not always to always be the giver, but also to allow ourselves to receive from others. And then it says, take your power back. Use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. Not always to feel like I'd feel guilty taking that, or I feel guilty if I had to win money, or I feel guilty if something nice had to happen to me, because, you know, others don't have it. Everybody has the capacity to receive. And when you open your arms to receive, whether it's gifts as in spiritual gifts and the gifts that we all have, or whether it's something tangible, it makes no difference. And then part of this is, notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. Now, that is so apt for tonight's show, because I feel that when we have that feeling that something is wrong, we need to check it out. Okay, so when we have a feeling something's left us, and it could be soul loss, check it out. So, you know, and it doesn't matter if maybe you're just feeling a little bit lost and lonely, and you felt maybe it was soul loss, and maybe it's not that. And it's okay too. It's like you're experiencing new territory. So go out and experience all of this stuff. Mm. Right. So let's get back to this. In the same way that you become unconscious when you're experiencing immense amounts of physical pain, your soul is wise and knows its limits. Your soul knows what it can and can't handle. So it leaves your body as a survival mechanism to protect itself from feeling the fullness of pain. And, you know, a lot of people say, I didn't understand what happened. I woke up later, or I was fully awake all the time, but I felt nothing. I only became aware of what happened later. Or some people go into an unconscious state and remain in a coma. And, you know, when you do a reading around people and they say, oh, so-and-so has been unconscious for ages, you know, are you getting any messages from him? You can see that the soul is sometimes traveling. And, you know, you tell people that the soul is actually finding out whether they want to stay or they want to go, you know, and it is, it's a, for the person that's doing that or the soul that's doing it, it's more peaceful than the people that are waiting for them to see what the outcome is going to be, especially if they need to wake up or regain consciousness again. Right. So the splitting of the soul only becomes an obstacle when the pieces aren't actively retrieved. This is what leads to chronic depression, suicidal tendencies, post-traumatic stress syndrome, addictions, immune deficiency, and grief that refuses to heal. You know, and I know quite a few people that have grieved for many, many years, and they've never got over it. And I don't think that a person ever gets over missing somebody. But maybe they also feel like a part of them died when that other soul passed on. And maybe this could be an answer to something that could help them in the long term, you know. Now, the retrieval of those soul pieces is not actually the end of the work. We must then learn how to integrate them back into our lives in order to recover the vital power, potential, and energy they possess. And I want to say that it's now, I went on that long weekend. When was that long weekend? Recently, it was last month, eh? June the 16th.
Yes.
So what is today? Today is the 4th. So it's not even a month. I took a couple of days off after that long weekend and I went to my consultation then. So what is that? Maybe 3 weeks? And I can honestly say that I haven't felt as strong as I'm feeling now. It's almost like my boundaries are back. Everything is back. It's like my tolerance level for nonsense. Okay, it's never been that, it's always been strong, but it has never felt as strong as it does now. It's like, no, I'm not accepting this any longer. I am prepared now to make a stand and to actually speak out, because I think that my own stuff was about a fear, basically, and it was all fear-based. When we went back through the process, it was every time that I didn't speak out. I kept everything in, you know. And I think now it's that time for me to really speak out. So, but obviously, I have to choose my words well. I don't want to get clapped. Maybe I feel like I don't deserve it, but others might feel like I should be.
Di, I just want to interrupt you. Yeah. We got a message that says, Diane praat so waar vanaand. Ek voel so na by die vrou en ek ken haar nie eens nie. And that is from a very, yes, very, very close friend of mine. And I will, for personal reasons, not mention their names, but they are very, very close to us. And yes, thank you for that message. We really appreciate. There you are.
No, we do. Thank you so much. So now, without those lost soul parts, we don't feel whole. Instead, we feel weak, depressed, anxious, and empty. We feel as though something is missing, and we fill that emptiness with anything we can. And I think that is where the bad habits come in. You know, so it's like we get anxious, or we get depressed, or we have addictions or compulsions or whatever to cover up whatever that is. So, yes, I also have gone through a tremendous amount of depression and pockets of depression throughout my life. And it's normally the depression comes not in the circumstance where I'm in it, but after the fact. You know, so when you look back on your life and you can could have, you can actually pinpoint where you had really down elements or pockets in your life. And yes. I think, oh, I can actually see when I look back where things actually changed for myself. And I think that is it's actually true for a lot of us, you know, if we just contemplate and without feeling like we should be guilty because we went through depression. And depression comes from different circumstances in our life, and I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. And, you know, it also speaking about it, you can also identify other people that have gone through something similar and maybe even help them. Yes. Now, once we've recovered those lost pieces, we can experience the following benefits. All right, now you might actually feel that I can identify with so much of this. You feel more grounded in the body and more solid. You feel energized, awake, and more alive. You have a greater presence in the world. And I felt that so strongly. I looked down at my hands. And when I looked at my hands, I thought, wow, I don't think I've ever felt more in the moment than I did that when that day that I looked at my hands and realized I'm back.
Yes.
If you want to put it that way, okay? There's more awareness of our choices, behaviors, and decisions. There's lightness and joy. Awareness of huge amounts of energy you didn't know you had, mental clarity and a new sense of hope, physical well-being and less sickness, a sense of purpose and renewed direction, deeper sleep, overcoming addictive dependencies, could be drugs or food or work, a newfound wholeness and sense of belonging. And I'm sure there are more that one could add on to that list, but these are the ones that are just listed here.
Yeah.
Now, in order to undergo soul retrieval, you must have an experienced guide. And, I want to say that unless you're the guide yourself, maybe you could do it for yourself, but I want to say that rather turn to somebody who knows what they're talking about. Mm. With any kind of new modality that you're going to go into, rather go to a seasoned professional who's been doing this and knows what they are doing. Shamans aren't the only healers that can perform soul retrieval.
Yes.
There are other healing practices such as hypnosis and psychoanalysis and goodness knows what. But I want to encourage you to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. It can be quite an emotional event, given the fact that you're going to go into different aspects of your life. And I'm going to now tell you my personal thing when we don't. But just after we finished with this, then I will tell you what happens in a session, okay? So when we go into a session, it's very much a personal journey. And I'm sure everybody that goes into the journey will have their own experience and have their own experience before and afterwards, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to say that soul retrieval is only successful if the person who is healed consciously decides to use the newfound energy to cultivate healthy choices that support their wholeness. So it's not a play thing. I want to encourage that. I want to say to anybody, oh, go along and experience it just for the sake of it. No. You might feel like you're going or you've lost a piece of your soul and then go through the process and find that maybe it's not. I don't know if it does happen to anybody. Or you might feel like you need somebody and better to go to somebody that knows how to handle it in case you feel like you're losing it through the process. You know, same as past life regression. When I do sessions like that, different clients react differently. So you'll get a very emotional client who won't stop crying. And then you'll get another client who like laughs through the whole session and have very different experience. And then you get somebody that has little emotion, shows nothing. It's very matter of fact. And it's different for anybody, you know. And that's okay. That's also okay. So, but I want to say it's like when you've done when you've done a lot of inner work, soul retrieval might come right at the end of your journey, or soul retrieval could also be the first step in order that you rediscover your wholeness. Mm. And it could be the start of something new for you.
Absolutely.
So you find yourself and then you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing or feeling like where you're supposed to be. Get that. So it's a little bit different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a section that I want to talk about. When you go to soul retrieval consultation, they'll tell you that there's the upper, middle, and lower world. Mm. Might sound, when I heard that, I thought, I always knew there were sort of three planes sort of consciously somewhere. Okay, and we always talk about heaven and where we are now, and then, you know, the Christians talk about hell. Now, the thing is, I'm going to just describe what the difference is now, but lower world, let's put everybody's minds at rest, is not hell, okay? Now, these three worlds are all part of our psyche. It's a part of us whether we choose to become aware of it or not. So the upper or celestial realm is the domain of the gods, the goddesses, and evolved teachers. And it is in this inner realm that the archetypal patterns, which are the blueprints for all things, exist. So that is the unseen realm of unmanifest potential, higher knowledge and enlightenment. So you could say that's heaven, all right? Now, that celestial realm forms part of the matrix of possibilities that correspond to the world we experience through our mind and senses. So everything sits in heaven first, all right? The middle world is the spirit counterpart of the material realm and the inner region that is most like outer reality. Sounds a little bit contradictory. It's actually, the middle world is a parallel to the world in which we live, that we can journey across and visit all the places, people, and things we know in ordinary reality. Okay? Basically where we now, right? Mm-hmm. And then we've got the lower world. And how can I put this now? The lower world is the realm of animal spirits, spirit guides, and the dead, the place to which human spirits travel upon physical death. It is the place of tests and challenges, but also the realm of power where guardian animals and or helping spirits are acquired. A spirit journey to the lower world is generally undertaken to seek the help and guidance of an animal spirit to recover lost power or to find and return a sick person's wandering spirit. So what happens is when you lose part of your soul, it's actually in the lower world because it's familiar. Mm-hmm. It'll hang around in a familiar place. It doesn't actually go to an outer planet or go back to your maybe heaven or whatever. It hangs around, and when you retrieve it, it comes back to you, to the old familiar. Okay, so it comes back to your soul. Oh. You know that our souls are light.
Yes.
So it's part of the light. Light fragments come back and make us whole, a whole soul.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I might have that. These three things a little bit maybe not explained as well as I should have. But what happens is, say now in my consultation, Jonathan told me, where did your pieces go? He said they stayed in the lower world because it was comfortable there and they knew where they were. So they stayed there. So now when we go and retrieve them, what he does is he puts you through that that hypnosis where you are taken into your safe place, and then from there, you are surrounded with your guides and your angels, and he also brings in something that would help you. So you recognize your maybe an animal totem. It could be a dragon. It could be whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. In my case, it was actually an Alsatian-looking lapdog, but very interesting because I've been, you know, I was thinking also, I wonder why that came forward, and then I just thought, I have been like feeling I need a dog in my life again, and I would choose an Alsatian. And now this animal came forward in my own session, which was really beautiful, actually. So he takes the lead and you go after him, but the shaman that's helping you is there with you as well. So you're not alone. So you're very comfortable and very protected in the space that you're going into. Anyway, you're in that relaxed space and you go through the journey and it's all a guided visualization, and you get to a point where you open a door, and the first door that you come across, and it is a scene that greets you of where you might have first lost a fragment of your soul.
Okay.
And now it's like it was something for me, and I'm not going to tell what it is, but it was something that I never thought about. But it was quite shocking. I was young, and it was very shocking for me. Anyway, and then they take that form that you're in, say maybe 8 or 9 years old, and you are surrounded now. That little girl is surrounded by the your guides and your angels and whoever you work with, and the healing takes place there. And then you, as a person, now travel to the next door, and then you're greeted by the next scene. So you're taken on this process, and these little fragments come in, and they are healed, and then finally integrated, and then come together with you as one, okay, so that when you come out of that safe space, you have got fragments of soul that have now come back into your space, okay? Now, not every incident is actually maybe gone through, so you might have had more fragments that have broken off over the years or left over the years. But by doing this process, the shaman that is with you will see those parts of you become integrated into yourself. So, and then probably more would even come in over the days that follow, because you're also much stronger, and maybe the soul has a calling. It needs all its little pieces back. Okay. And yeah. I must tell you that even now when somebody talks to me, sometimes I feel like I want to take off, that I should be hovering above where I'm standing. I don't know how to explain that, but it's just something that I've experienced. And I think maybe it's the relief and the lightness that I'm feeling, as opposed to the heaviness and emptiness also that I had experienced before. So I want to give you Jonathan's number, and I'd really like to encourage people who feel that they would like to go into this and experience something like this, if they've had some form of familiarity that I've spoken about tonight. Now, Jonathan, he operates from Benoni here in Johannesburg, and his telephone number is 076-063-4584. And his website is thesoulhealers.co.za, or one word, thesoulhealers.co.za. And soul as in S-O-U-L, not the shoe. So, and I want to say that if you're dealing with somebody that is remarkable and they know what they're doing, you will never look back. And I totally recommend this type of consultation, or even a chat maybe, to see whether you want to experience this. Is really, it's quite life-changing. So that was my talk for this evening.
Yeah,
if anybody also wants to contact me and they didn't get the information, they are more than welcome to contact me, and I'll share it.
Absolutely. I just want to share this with you, Di, and also with the listeners. Ash, welcome. Ash is very, very, very diligent, and he's one of the regulars, and he's one of the he's the only one that always adds on to the show and partakes. So we appreciate Ash. He says, "Evening, guys. Thank you for the great show. Really relevant topic. I have really been feeling many of these symptoms, and can relate to the feeling of loss of soul, especially on a physical level. I also understand that maybe at times soul loss might be required to replace it with something needed for your spiritual growth." Now he asks, he says, "Would also really like to find out if there is an angel helping guide me, and who the angel might be. But I suppose that's part of spiritual growth."
Well, I tell you what, you know, I feel like I have so many new clients, and a lot of them don't know that you have a guardian angel. What about if I do the next show on how to meet your guardian angel, and I just apprise everybody again on how angels work?
Absolutely. Ash, here's your answer, my love.
What people do, you know, if they are interested in it, and they don't have to wait for the show, obviously, but it's always, everybody has a guardian angel, whether you're good or bad, or pretty or ugly, you know what I mean? So it's there's no discrimination. Everyone has a guardian angel. Now, if what you can do is you can speak to your guardian angel without knowing their name and actually break the ice. And I found that the easiest and the most comfortable place actually to talk to the angels is when I'm driving in the car. So my guardian angel is always in the car with me. Obviously, he goes wherever I go. And I've got a host of angels as well. But if you want to get used to working with your angel, imagine that your angel is sitting in the passenger seat and strike up a conversation with your invisible friend. And then you will get to know your angel. So you might feel a little bit embarrassed in the beginning, and that's perfectly normal. And then once you strike up that conversation, you find that they give you all kinds of messages, you know. So it's, again, you're going to find so much synchronicity in your life. You're looking for something and the next minute it's there. I'm not talking about lost keys or anything like that. I'm talking about information that you're even looking for. Okay. So, you know, like when I thought I had lost, there's a piece of me that's gone, and I'm saying to the angels, like, I feel like I've lost my part of me. And the next minute this comes in, the soul retrieval. You know, I have already started, I bought a course on and to do the soul retrieval, and I put it aside and I thought, maybe I'm not ready for it. But after the session now with Jonathan, I feel that when I tackle that course and maybe can help others with it, it'll make much more sense as opposed to having no experience with that. So after my experience, I feel like I feel I have that verve, that initiative to take that and really run with it now. You know, so yes, it is. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And I believe that every time you learn something new, that it has to be done properly before you use it on others, especially.
Absolutely. Ash says, yes, please. Thank you. Ash, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm just going to, hello?
Yes, you can, please, you must tell yourself, you know, now, girl.
People must think we're crazy, but you sitting in Zanine and I'm sitting in Joburg, and we can't see each other. All we can do is hear each other, so when it goes quiet, I'm always afraid that you've gone off the air.
No. Di, you've got 4 minutes, love, to sell yourself.
Okay. My last little message from the angels is that be willing to forgive. Ask the angels to clear your mind and body of past pain in exchange for peacefulness. Okay, yeah. So it's not to hold on to things as well, because that can also become dis-ease in the body. Now, my contact details are on my website. Website address is angels-haven.co.za. I've got an email address on there. My telephone number is 082-699-0031. I'm running a tea leaf reading workshop on the Saturday, the 20th of July. And seats are limited, and I've had quite a few bookings already, and I'm pleased to say that. But it's going to be a fun day. Everybody has a gift of intuitivity. Is that the right word? Intuitiveness?
Yes.
And why not make a fun thing of it, instead of feeling like you have to do this or you have to do that? Just come along and have a cup of tea or several and a piece of cake and enjoy your day with like-minded people. Well, morning, actually. So it's this is to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it's a pity I'm so far. Otherwise, I would have joined you people.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's me for this month. I will be back next month and we'll be talking about guardian angels.
There we are. People, don't forget, we still available on 062-887-8546 if you want to know anything about our programs or anything related to AV Radio. If you are interested and you would like to become a host, or a co-host on AV Radio, contact me on the same number and we can arrange an interview. And who knows, maybe the next time people tune in, they hear your voice with your information and everything that you have to share with other people. And on this note, I'm going to say, Di, on behalf of the listeners and myself, thank you very much. It was a pleasant evening. And looking forward to having you back next month. We wish,
thank you.
Wish we could have you back more often.
Well, you know, when things calm down, maybe I will be.
Aha! But at the moment, a promise. Yeah. There's a promise in the sky, people. I like. So, yes, people, don't forget, we will be having a broadcast tomorrow evening. I will be broadcasting. It will only be a short program, about 30 minutes, where we will then play the information of our astrology person. I'm not sure from where she is. I'm trying to retrieve that information still, but her information is beautiful. So as from tomorrow, for the time being, we will be listening to our astrologist on different aspects of astrology and maybe the week reading. Who knows what is available. So I'm going to say toodles.
Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.